This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abaim. Hope everybody's doing well. We have a very interesting subject today. The Gemara on Daf Kuftes. The Gemara brought a statement on Kuftes and Mabez. Rav Yossi Oimer, Kal HaOimer, Ein Loi Torah, Ein Loi Torah. Anyone who says that he doesn't learn, he doesn't get reward for learning. And the Gemara questioned that. What exactly does that mean? Ultimately, the Gemara says, Kol ha'imer ein lo yela Torah. Anyone who says, I only learn, I'm not into mitzvahs. So, you know, I'm into learning. So I'm going to learn the whole davening. And I'm going to learn, you know, during Kriyas HaTorah. And I'm going to learn during... I don't have to do any, I don't have to give tzedakah, I don't have to shake a luv and esrog, I don't have to sit in the sukkah. I'm a lamdin, ich bin a lamdin, everybody. So anyone who says, I only learn, does not get, and doesn't do mitzvahs, doesn't even get the schar for learning. Why? My taima, amara papa, amara kra. Vilimadetem, and then the gersa is changed to, vilimadetem, Ushimartem la asoisam. Kol she yeshnoi ba'asiya, yeshnoi belamida. Kol she eina ba'asiya, eina belamida. Anyone who is involved in performance of mitzvahs gets reward for learning. Anyone who doesn't, is not involved in the performance in mitzvahs, anyone who's not involved in the performance of mitzvahs does not get reward for learning. So the question is, why is that the case? In other words, if I take a lulav and esrog, I'm not into tefillin, I get full reward for lulav and esrog. The fact that I'm not makbid in tefillin, that is not, you know, that's not relevant. So exactly, why do we say that if somebody learns Torah, trying to get this up. Why do we say if somebody learns Torah and is not involved in the performance of mitzvahs, they don't get reward for learning? Why is the learning mitigated in any way? I mean, every mitzvah is unto itself. Every mitzvah is a good deed, is a way of connecting to Hashem. Why is Torah diminished by not performing mitzvahs? Right, this is what the Gemara said is the meaning of ra yeraya ki arev zar ra achara tavai letoikea atzmai ledvar halacha. If you stick to halacha, you like implant yourself in learning. That what that means is somebody who learns these doesn't fulfill mitzvah. So the Meiri explains ratzaloymar shemasmid lasik b'torah kol hayom. He's so diligent in learning. Umekel ba'asiyas hamitzvahs mitach iska b'tayra. He's lenient in the performance of mitzvahs because of his engagement in Torah. So afilu schar Torah in la. He doesn't even get rewarded for learning. Shenemar v'limadetem ba'asisem. Kol sheyeshnei ba'asiya, yeshnei b'lamida. V'chol she'eino ba'asiya, eino b'lamida. Now, the Gemara even said that even if you're a Rebbe and you teach others and the other people perform mitzvahs, you don't even get rewarded for their performance of mitzvahs if you yourself are not, if you yourself do not excel in the performance of mitzvahs. V'im haya malami la'achirim, va'achirim mekaymin mitoich limudai, ein lo yischar b'mashem mekaymin alpiv. You don't get rewarded, ela sheyesh lo yimi aschar Torah. But you will be rewarded for learning. That's going on the Rebbe. But the first statement is, someone who learns Torah and is not Mekayim Mitzvahs loses out the schar of learning. Why would that be? What's the logic of that? Why should that be? So there's a maral. The maral is on the page right here. The maral says, Kol she'enoi ba'asiya midivrei Rashi nira, She'enoi mekayim v'oiver aver chas v'shalom. From Rashi, it appears that we're talking about someone who violates sins. So Maral says that can't be. V'chidaber zeh tzarich loymer. Does it need to be said that if somebody violates sins, their learning won't protect them? But what it means is rak perusha shehu marchik atzmei min asiyas hamitzvah. He's so busy learning, he's not gonna build the sukkah. He'll get someone else to build the sukkah. He's not gonna bake matzah. He'll get someone else to do it. V'im yeshal lasis sukkah oimer la'achar sheyasa oisa. Af agav shein mevata milimuda yeinu medaktek al zeh. Rak ki kol kavanosoi ala toira. Now that's a chiddush,
Rabbi say, because actually there is no mitzvah to build a sukkah.
There ain't no mitzvah to build a sukkah. It's what we call hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra. It's, in other words, there's no mitzvah to make a shofar. There's no mitzvah to write tefillin. Mitzvah is to own tefillin. There's no mitzvah to write tefillin. You don't get a mitzvah by writing tefillin. It's a hechsher mitzvah. But building a sukkah is what the Netziv calls a hechsher mitzvah that's mentioned in the Chumash. It has a higher status. So let's say a person says, well, I'd rather learn. I'll let someone else build the sukkah for me. I'm not doing that because, you know, it's too heavy. It's a matter of time. You shouldn't do that. She'ein nechshav ha-Torah etzloi b'poyal. Because if you just learn and you don't act, then the Torah is not in the world of reality. It's only in the world of seichel. Ki'al yidei ha-seichel shu'loi mei Torah ein ha-Torah b'poyal. Because when you just learn in your mind, the Torah is not active. Ulekach ksiv v'limadetem v'asisam. Kol sheyeshnoi ba'asiya, yeshnoi b'limad. V'im eina ba'asiya, eina b'limad. Anyone who's involved in action gets reward for learning. If you're not involved in action, you don't get reward in learning. V'chol zeh min ha'tam asher amarnu. This is all for the reason that we mentioned. Ki al yidei asiyos ha-mitzvah, because by performing a mitzvah, az ha-Torah etzlei b'payal. Then the Torah is with you in action. Loi kasher lamad b'sichle b'vad. Not so when you learn in your mind alone. So interesting. In other words, if a person just sits and learns and he's not involved in actively doing mitzvahs, forget about the masim toivim. The learning itself is on a lower level. The learning needs to be brought to a higher dimension, and that higher dimension is masim toivim. The masim toivim make the learning bepoyal. So it's not just the person learns and he acts. Forget about the action part. If you don't do action, the learning itself is limited. And what if someone teaches? Even if you teach and other people learn and then they do, it's still not counted. Torah will only be with you when you act, not when other people act. It says in Perkei Avos, Mezakes Harabim, Ein Chet Ba'al Yadoi, because so that you won't be in Gehenna and your students in Gan Eden. So don't we see that if you teach others, even if you don't act yourself, you won't be in Gehenna? So the Maral says, well, here what it means is that if somebody doesn't want to do mitzvahs, he doesn't even have Torah. And then in that case, you're not even Mezakes Harabim. Someone who teaches and doesn't do mitzvahs is not Mezakes Harabim. If you don't want to act, then you don't get credit for the actions of others. The Maral says, Ki ha-Mezakes Harabim ein chet ba'al yadai. Even though if you're mezakeh Harabim, you will not come to sin. So that you won't be in Gehenna and your students in Gan Eden. That is, you won't come to sin to be in the purgatory. The way the Maral understands it, if someone teaches others, so then the person will be protected. They won't come to sin, but they also won't be rewarded in Gan Eden if they themselves are not doing maisim. Avaschar in kan. you won't be rewarded. Kasher ina chafetz v'rayt zelasis hamitzvos. Since you don't want to do mitzvos, rak shekol in yanoi lilmai Torah v'loy lasis hamitzvah. So, contrary maybe to popular thought that all you got to do is sit and learn, we're learning that if somebody just sits and learns and is not involved in actively doing mitzvahs, you will not be rewarded for learning. Then the learning is only begeder seichel and not bepayel. And even if you influence others, you will not be accredited with their ma'asim. Sorry, say that again. Somebody said something? My volume maybe is low, I didn't hear. Oh, Ben Azai? Ben Azai. He didn't get married, but you know, he could have, he made a sukkah maybe, and he, in other words, we don't find that Ben Azai was not involved in Asiyas HaMitzvahs. We find specifically one particular mitzvah he did not perform.
Do we have a difference of somebody that doesn't want to do mitzvot, just wants to learn, versus somebody that just doesn't have the time to do mitzvot? Like you have the Koreans, South Korean, apparently they like to learn Gemara just out of a science,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then versus, you know, you're so involved in learning, you don't have time to actually go and do it. So there could be a difference there, no?
Right, so Michael's saying, well, is...
One thing is not wanting to do mitzvot, another is not having the time to do mitzvot. Do we have to go out of our, say, okay, I have to stop learning so I can go perform mitzvot, or is it versus somebody that just says, I just want to learn it because as a sign, I'm not interested in actually performing?
Okay, so the Lashon of the Maral is, and the Lashon of the Gemara is, Kol ha'oimer ein li ela Torah, where the person is making this declaration, I just learned Torah. As if, like, I'm not interested in mitzvahs. Why do mitzvahs if you could learn Torah? But what if somebody just is preoccupied and immersed in learning and they sort of don't get around to it? So on the one hand, you could say, well, clearly, even though they're not being that articulate about it, if they're not doing it, then they don't want it. Because if they wanted it, they would do it. You know? But question is whether there's a difference. Let's see. The Meiri in Ma'id Katan, he brings, we know that Oisek b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah. So do we say the same thing with Talmud Torah? If you're middle of learning, you're pater from doing mitzvahs. You know, if you're middle of lulav, you're pater from a different mitzvah. If you're middle of learning, are you pater from a mitzvah? No. Meiri says Talmud Torah is not b'chlal this. Ela misha haya oisik b'toyra, someone who's learning v'ira mitzvah yada, and mitzvah comes his way. Im efshel oisa mitzvah ide achirim. If someone else could do the mitzvah, in lo levato la. You're not mevato. Aye, what do you mean? When it comes to haitzas hames and achnosas kala, even if nobody could do it, you're still mevato. That's because it's called I efshel b'achirim. Because the mess or the kala needs as many people to participate as possible for their kavod. Then v'imiyef shaloya dechem, if no one could possibly do the mitzvah, kagon she'ein sham ra'ila elahu, he's the only one who could do it. Ay shehi mitzvah matalas agufay, or it's a mitzvah shabagufay, like lulav shofar kibud avayim kfuras meis mitzvah, where nobody could bury. So the mitzvah comes first. Umavatal Talmud Torah k'dei l'kayma. You cannot release yourself from the obligation to do a mitzvah because you're learning. I feel a mitzvah kal, even if it's a small mitzvah. But what do you mean? Oisik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, asked the Meiri. V'afal pisha oisik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. Loi ne'amar kein b'Talmud Torah. There's an exception to the rule. We do not say oisik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah by Talmud Torah. Why? Because the whole purpose of Talmud Torah is to perform mitzvahs. So since that's the whole tachlis of limud, shemavio yidei maisa, hayitachin, you're going to learn and say, oh, isik b'mitzvah, padma mitzvah. The whole purpose of learning is to do. Ho ve'ikra li'idiyas kiyam shar mitzvahs. mevat lenoisa b'shvil kol mitzvah sheyav shalakayma ide acherem. So Meiri says that learning Torah is different than every other mitzvah because the purpose of every mitzvah, the purpose of Talmud Torah is to do. Kachu shitas gedoyle hamefarshim, says the Meiri. This is the shita of most mefarshim. So this is an important idea. The tachlis of Torah is to do. Therefore, if a person doesn't do, he loses out in the schar of the learning. Let's see the lashon of Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav says, if nobody else could do the mitzvah, you got to stop learning to do the mitzvah. What about if it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan? You also have to stop learning. Even, let's say, like tefillah, kiyotzeba, shechayev lahafsik tamudai, kedei lekaiman kelchasan, b'chol tenayin, v'dikduken, v'dikduken, soifrim, b'tachlas hashlemus, ki zeh kol ha'adam. Meaning, let's say a person would say, well, I'm middle of learning, I know mincha's starting, I'll daven mincha, but, you know, well, let me just finish up learning and I'll catch up. You got to start Shmon Esrei with the Tzibur. Alright, they're saying Ashrei, I'm learning. I'll start Shmon Esrei with them when they get up to. No. The proper Tzura of Mincha is Ashrei. So therefore, you got to stop before Ashrei. Alright, I'm in the middle of learning. I'm not going to go wash my hands before Mincha. It's too much. No, you have to wash your hands before Mincha. So you got to stop with enough time to wash your hands, to come in, say Ashrei, and start. In other words, you can't mitigate any dikduk or detail of halacha because you're learning. That's what he's saying. B'chol tina'ayen v'dikdukayen 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 v'tachlis shemus ki zeh kala adam k'mayish amr chachamim. Tachlis chachma tshuva masim tam. The purpose of learning is repentance and good deeds. V'me'eno oisekein. If you don't learn, if you don't do this, nimsa shalomet shalai lasais, that means you were learning not to do. So Michael, he's really addressing your question. He's saying, if you don't do this, then you are learning not to do. Well, it's not like I'm learning not to do, I'm just busy. No. If you don't make the time, we don't cut you slack and say you were just busy. That's basically, you're making a decision in life, you don't want it. You know, it's like in this week's parsha, there's the episode of the Pesach Sheni, where the those who are tamei lenefesh, they said lamani gara. You know, there's akasha. We spoke about Friday. On Friday, we spoke about akasha. You know, Rashi says that really this episode of Pesach was the first thing that happened in Sefer Bamidbar, so it should really be the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. Because Sefer Bamidbar begins with Chodesh HaSheni, but this happened in Chodesh HaRishon. This should really be the opening of Bamidbar. So Rashi says, well, it's a genus for Klal Yisrael that this was the only Karm Pesach that they brought in 40 years. So the question is, you know, what's the genus? They couldn't bring the Karm Pesach any other year because the wind wasn't blowing, so they couldn't do Milah. So it's not like a gnos. They weren't lax. They couldn't do the milah, so they were an oinus. No such thing as oinus. Because if you're an oinus, you could always come and say, Lama nigara, it's not fair, and then God would give you a way to fulfill the mitzvah. So you can't say, I'm too busy. You can't even say, I have an excuse. There's no such thing as an excuse, because if you want something bad enough, you'll make it happen. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says a very interesting idea, a spiritual idea, a mystical idea regarding this inyan of Asiya. He says, "V'nira bar ki inyan kenisas haTorah lahor laAdam laschaber mitziyasa zedavka kishlemer nasakayim." The way the Torah enters and illuminates a person and attaches to a person is only if you learn to fulfill. Shezehu Gidra Shel Torah. That is the guideline of learning. That when a person learns, he's zoicha to the reality of Torah. But you're only zoicha to the reality of Torah if your kavana is to learn in order to fulfill. Otherwise, you're just learning like science, earth science, physics, biology, and then the Torah doesn't influence you. It's just a yediyah. When the Torah is learnt with its guidelines, it enters a person. When it's not, when you don't learn it in the proper tzura, then the learning is just like a subject, and you're missing the geder of Torah, and it's not really mashpia on a person. Okay, I want to show... Oh, one more thing. Two more things. The Gemara in Brachos says something very interesting. This is from the Sefer Shiras Nasan. The Gemara in Brachos says, Lamed Beis. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Gedoyla Tfila Mimasim Toivim. Prayer is greater than good deeds. Shein Lecha Gadol Mimasim Toivim Yoyser Mimoish Rabbeinu. There was no one greater in good deeds than Moses, even though he had many good deeds, he was only answered with prayer. So the Sefer Shiras Nasan asks, where does it ever say that nobody was greater than Moshe and Masim Toivim? Where do you ever hear such a thing? It says that somewhere? Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Talmud Chacham. But how could the Gemara say, tefillah is greater than good deeds because no one was greater than Moshe Masim Toivim? Where does it say that? Where did that come from? I mean, we know Avraham Avinu was an Ish Chesed. He did a lot of good deeds. Where do we ever see that? Nobody was greater than Moshe in good deeds. Where do we find anywhere in Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest in good deeds? Tzar Chiyon, he asked, he says it could be that since nobody understood Torah more than Moshe, and a person cannot really maximize reward and connection to Torah without Masim Toivim, so if Moshe Rabbeinu excelled the most in Torah, he must have excelled in Masim Toivim, otherwise he wouldn't have had Hasaga in Torah. Rav Goldberg, in his commentary to the Nefesh HaChaim, he brings, you know, we say that V'haya emunas itecha choysen Yeshua is chachma vadas Yiras Hashem hi oitzarai, which Gemara in Shabbos darshins that Yiras Shamayim is the oitzar for the Torah. Rashi says, how is Yiras Shamayim an oitzar, a storehouse for the Torah? Rashi says, "Hu ikur hachoshev beinav, laotz latzar velasis skula lezikarein." Someone who is a Yar Shamayim, he values the Torah and therefore he remembers it. Somebody just came over this morning to visit. He said, "He wanted an eitzah for memory." So I showed him in Reb Chaim Sefer, Yira Shamayim is a segula for zikarain. Why? Because if someone is a Yarei Shamayim, then whenever he learns, he's going to say, oh, this is very important because I have to do it. But someone who's not a Yarei Shamayim, then the learning is just academic. It's just information. It's hard to retain it. It's not practical. So the more Yarei Shamayim a person has, the better memory he'll have. Because the person will value the learning because this is something that needs to be implemented as opposed to something that's just academic. But the bottom line is that the Gemara tells us in Yevamos Kuftes Amud Beis Kol Oimer Ein Lo Ela Torah Afilu Torah Ein Lo, that the maximum way to the ideal way to learn is Lekayim, and if a person not Mekayim, it affects the Limud as well. And that's the whole tachas of learning, is lasois. That's how we don't say, oisek b'mitzah pater b'namitzah by limud. That's what the Me'iri says. And that's how Chazal know, ein lecha gadol b'masim toivim, yoisem mimosh rabbeinu. Because if he was the greatest in Hasagas HaTorah, he must have been the greatest in Masim Tovim as well. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol Tov. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Kol Tov, bye-bye.
Rabbi,
yes.
Let's say, for example, someone is Shomer Torah Mitzvos.
Yeah.
They spend a lot of time learning, for example...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.